The Plattsburgh International Airport was created from the former Plattsburgh Air Force Base. The terminal was opened in 2007. The county, which owns the facility, has begun a major expansion of the terminal and surrounding grounds. The FAA Military Airports Program provides funding to refurbish former military facilities. And since its inception, the airport has received nearly $25 million to develop the airport and adjacent industrial park. Clinton County legislator Jimmy Langley, chair of the airport committee, said due to programs like that, the expansion will not burden the taxpayers.
We promised that we wouldn't do this on the taxpayers' back, and we haven't. Obviously, you see the parking lot. We have a reasonable rate, and we generate a tremendous amount of money from that. Because of our employments, we get passenger facility charge, and it allows us to have entitlement money, which we put back into our airport.
Physical renovations to the terminal building have begun. They include increasing the number of ticket counters from 3 to 7 and adding queuing space. One gate bridge for passenger boarding currently exists. Plattsburgh International Airport manager Chris Craig explained that the new design will provide 3 gate bridges with an option for a 4th, plus 8 gates.
What's happening right now is we are building out a portion for baggage screening. At the same time we're doing that, we expect to start pouring foundations and footings for the concourse area. While at the same time that's going on, we're also going to be doing some work inside the building. Where we were this morning in the conference room will now become the checkpoint. In the lobby area, we're going to be adding baggage claim space, we're going to be adding car rental spaces, we're going to be adding a small concessionaire space. Basically, the entire terminal, in some way, shape, or form, is being touched by this project.
The majority of passengers are from Montreal, about an hour north. The airport markets heavily to Canadians and bills itself as Montreal's U.S. airport, piggybacking on an economic development strategy, labeling Plattsburgh as Montreal's U.S. suburb. According to Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Douglas,
Plattsburgh International Airport is primarily a secondary airport for Montreal. That is how we thought about it from the beginning. Montreal was, until we came along, the last major metropolitan city in North America that did not have a single secondary airport. We did not pay for this quote, but we love to use it. President and CEO of Air Canada last year was quoted in the Montreal Gazette, "Plattsburgh is Quebec's fastest growing airport." Thank you.
The airport's current carriers, Allegiant, Penn Air, and Spirit Airlines, presented an overview of their companies and operations. Officials are pursuing international service, and the refurbished terminal includes a customs facility. The renovation of the Plattsburgh International Airport Terminal will take 18 to 24 months and is expected to be completed by early to mid-2016. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.